Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You can find us everywhere online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. And this is the part of the show where we don't tell you what is on the front page of the newspaper. We tell you what's in the crevices and the crannies and the fringe. It's some more interesting stuff. You know it. We call it the ramble. Allison's going to start off.
Yes, and it's about the dog show, which I'm obsessed with. You know how Dan Pashman, our producer, was with the Giants? I'm like that with the dog show.
Who knew? I'm so excited.
And I found this story. I never thought I would be using the name Patty Hearst and dog show in the same sentence. Okay, Patty Hearst, we all know. She was 19-year-old heiress, kidnapped, and then she went through some brainwashing or not. You know, had to go to jail, had her sentence commuted, blah, blah, blah. Okay, Patty Hearst now shows dogs at the Westminster Dog Show. And her dog won yesterday. How about that? The dog's name is Diva, was named top female among the French bulldogs. Patty Hearst, who's now Patty Hearst Shaw, has been working with dogs for 3 years. It was her first trip to Westminster's. And yes, other attendees interviewed for the various articles were indeed surprised to see Patty Hearst.
You know what I love about the story is that it gives us hope that, you know, it doesn't matter what missteps you might have in life, you can always recraft yourself into,
if you are genuine,
a show dog owner.
If you are authentic, you too can go for best in breed.
Moving on to another animal story, kind of. 5 years after Roy of Siegfried and Roy was, remember, he was critically injured by a tiger attack during one of their Vegas shows. Well, the dynamic duo of magic and entertainment in Vegas are returning to the stage. For one night only, though, the famous duo will perform at the Lou Ruvo Brain Institute's Keep Memory Alive fundraiser. Tickets are not cheap. They cost $1,500.
Oh, but it's for a good cause.
It is for a good cause. And it's not clear yet exactly what the act's going to go down as, but people say that they would be very surprised if animals were not part of the performance, so they expect some animals in there. Just to recap, Roy Horn was critically injured in 2003 when that white tiger bit his neck and dragged him off stage. I mean, it's so awful. Happened at the Mirage in Vegas. The pair have said that they believe the tiger sensed that Horn was having a mini stroke and was dragging him to safety rather than attacking him.
And other people said the tiger just attacked him, period.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, unfortunately, has to postpone her upcoming North American tour because, and it depends on what kind of newspaper you look at. Some say it's because of back problems. Others say it's because of front problems.
Front problems.
Let's just put it that way. Dolly Parton says her doctors, in fact, told her to take it easy for 6 to 8 weeks to rest her sore back, which has been strained by her rather signature large bust. And Dolly, why you love Dolly, she is not shy about it at all. She was quoted in the Wires as saying, hey, you try wagging these puppies around for a while and see if you don't have back problems. Another reason to love Dolly Parton, right?
She's just like, love me.
She's about to release her first album of country music. Really mainstream is what they're calling it, country music. It's called Backwoods Barbie. It's her first one in something like 17 years. She hopes to be well enough to tour in late April. Her first mainstream country album. Dolly fans, don't write me. I know there have been others.
Yes. Okay, now to a UK teenager who is reportedly battling this mystery illness that apparently prevents this young woman from eating anything but Tic Tacs. Her diet consists only of Tic Tacs. I mean, this is clearly not enough to live on, so she's been surviving. I think they're giving her an IV or something to sustain her, but the girl says the 2-calorie mints are the only food that her body doesn't reject. The teenager apparently discovered Tic Tacs a few years ago when she tried eating mints after a family meal. She reduced the size of the mints gradually and found that she was able to digest the Tic Tacs. She says she eats them to get rid of hunger, but finds they give her little energy. Funny that she wouldn't feel very energetic on a diet of Tic Tacs.
All right. Barbara Walters, Katie Couric, Diane Sawyer, step off. You have been scooped for an exclusive interview by none other than Sam Harris. Okay, people are like, Sam Harris?
Sam Harris?
Who's Sam Harris? Do you remember Sam Harris? Sam Harris was this big star on the show called Star Search, which was American Idol
before
American Idol.
Watched Star Search all the time.
Had the mullet, used to wear the tux jacket, the high tops.
I'm going to have to go back and figure out
who this guy is. He was very, very flamboyant. Well, he went on to have a career. He went on to Broadway, and he was in a TV show called The Class. And, you know, Sam Harris has done okay. Done a lot of, you know, cabaret shows. But Sam Harris is also a little bit of a YouTube star. He's got his own little YouTube channel. He sets up his, you know, little video and clamor and everything. And his big interview was with a very good friend of his named Bridget Moynihan. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Tell people
why. I know. She is having the baby. No, they already had the baby. She was dating Tom Brady.
Tom Brady of the New England Patriots.
And he broke up with her.
And she was pregnant.
She was pregnant.
And she was very much stalked by the paparazzi because she's this beautiful woman with this baby, with this fancy guy. And she hasn't talked to anybody about it. But for some reason, she's good friends with Sam Harris and decided to talk to him about it on a video posted on his website and on YouTube. So let's listen to
this. What was the most exciting, difficult thing about the pregnancy?
The most difficult thing about the pregnancy? You know what the most difficult thing about the pregnancy was.
Bad question.
Wink, wink,
what
nudge,
was the
nudge.
Most wonderful thing about the pregnancy.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Tom Brady not being there. It turns out that Sam Harris actually ended up being Bridget Moynihan's birthing partner. Now, for those of you who are like, I still don't know who the Sam Harris guy is. Oh, we went back into the archives to find Sam singing on Star Search his signature song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Clay Aiken, Eat Your Heart Out.
Somewhere. Over the rainbow, way high.
Oh, you've got to watch this on YouTube till you get to the most dramatic part towards the end. I don't want to ruin it for you. It's on our website right now, npr.org/Brian Park. And that is it for The Ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Brian Park. Sam,
take it away.
Someday I wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind.